I don't know one other that's anywhere near, and I don't know that Paul and Sons occupied that place longer than we have here. But the place over here is it's almost or around about the same length of time. And Mr. Charlie is still living. And he lives on his father's place. And that'd be comparable. I don't know exactly how long him and his father lived on the place. But he's somewhere close to like he's been here at this place here.
Well,
you mentioned that you had some of these old double log houses. You had a sort of open hall.
The hall was open at each end.
Have you ever heard that called anything special?
Well, yeah, I can't recall right now what they did call them, but they did have a name for that hallway.
Have you ever heard dog?
What?
Dog trot or dog run or anything?
Well, yeah, they had dog run.
Trot,
run. The dog run through this place, probably. But there's something else. There's another name, but I can't recall now what they were called. But now some of them was closed in. The one up here where my grandson lives now, they used to be left, practically all of them are left open. But that one up there is separate, and it's closed in. And then more or less it's a room just like this out here, and a room like this hole here. And that's tight, but it still is two large log houses. What it is, it's just built on a log. And it's a... Oh, no, it's been closed in. No man's in his turn. Closed it in, and they're two stories high. And you got this hallway, and it's closed in, and sealed, and doors in it. And closed up more or less a room. But now, your dog trot, that's probably what they use back yonder for these here open hallways. Because there's a lot of these log buildings in here. Well, in fact, the people that settled here, that's what they lived in. So they come in this building. The first steam sawmill that ever set in this area, anywhere in this country, set right around here on this place. It was moved here and set there and come in manufacturing lumber, sawing lumber. And they had some of the finest timber that there were in the state of Tennessee right in this area here. And they cut this lumber, and there's still a few pieces of lumber here on this farm that was cut then, and that was in the 80s that they cut that steam mill, they moved it in here, and then they moved in a planing mill, the first one in this whole area anywhere, and set up a planing mill. And this man run there, and they started building these little type weatherboard and ceiling type buildings around that you see now. You're traveling up and down the road, you see these two-story buildings and white houses. Well, now that's the type, and they got the sawmill in here, then they started building that type of building. And they then passed the area of the log house. So there's not been a log house, a new log house built in this area to live in 60 years alone. Now, I told you yesterday, I believe, that I helped put up two log buildings, but we were building tobacco barns without a log. That's the way we constructed them. We carried up, each man had to carry up a corner, you see. We'd have these working, and they called it carrying your corner. And you had to fit your corner, and they had to help to put the logs up, and had a man on the four corners, and each man had a corner to carry up. So I carried a corner, and I helped build two. I carried a corner on two different log buildings. It was built for the purpose of tobacco barn, or what they were building for, but that log building built on the same type that you build a log house on. And that's the reason why that I'd like to see a new log house built. I had the opportunity. A man tried to hire me to build him one. He's ex-sheriff of the county over across up there over West Scott Hill in West Tennessee. He wanted to know what I would charge him to hew the logs and put him up. He wanted a small log house for a cabin on the river down Tennessee River. And I told him I just wouldn't start it.